There are cis ghosts, there are trans ghosts, there are cis succubi, there are trans succubi, there are agender succubi, there two-spirit succubi. It is a rich spectrum.
And keep it open.
Before and after the grave.
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
Okay, so we're extremely excited to have some awesome fellow podcasting guests in the studio today. So we'd like to welcome Faith and Kathleen.
Yes, welcome.
Hello. Yes. Thank you so much for having us today.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Have you in here.
You're welcome. So you have a podcast, and tell us, what is the name of the podcast, and what is it about?
Yeah.
Take it away, Faith.
So our podcast is called The Gender Rebels.
Oh.
Okay. And it is a weekly question and answer podcast that explores life outside the gender binary.
Oh, okay.
So for those of you who haven't been keeping up with developments in society.
Yeah. There are murmurings.
Yeah. People talk about gender now.
Gender is a spectrum. So there are people who are transgender. There are people who are queer. There are people who are bigender, gender fluid.
Cisgender, agender.
There's so many things. And I think that it's really hard to keep track if you're not totally engrossed or
You gotta be on top. Like, I didn't know about two-spirit. I don't know if you guys know about two-spirit. Seriously, I went to a play out in Los Angeles, and the play was centered about two-spirit individuals. So two-spirit, from what I understand, is a type of gender in Native American society.
Oh, right.
And you just mostly got two.
You're both.
Two things going on. Mm-hmm. But I like two-spirit. I don't know. It was really cool. I like the other.
Because then you get the best of both.
Exactly.
Right? Someone has to do a podcast about two-spirit. Yeah. Which
Welcome
we'll
to
do.
Two-spirit,
so that's actually, our podcast is generally just my background. I'm a transgender woman from Brooklyn.
Yay.
And Kath is my cisgender partner. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the podcast is just questions that she has.
That's it. Because when Faith told me, by the way, I'm a girl.
Okay.
Then awesome. But also I had a million questions.
Right.
And I've been working on Faith, try to convince her to do a podcast with me for a while now. We had to start with Fool Me Once, was a podcast that was never released, and you'll never hear it.
Nope.
Except in, like, bonus
forgotten
footage.
Lost podcast.
If we get to that.
It's about scams and con artists and stuff.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
We did an episode on the Ponzi schemes and about people who tried to sell the Brooklyn Bridge throughout. I mean, it was pretty cool. But it was a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you got to research.
Yeah,
and we don't
so
like
much research.
Work.
Yeah, we don't either. Yeah.
So when this development in Faith's life and existence and identity came along, I had a million questions, and I decided I'm not the only person in the world that has these questions.
Right.
Probably a lot of people want to know about tucking and hair removal and name change and a million other things, because this is kind of new in our culture, general knowledge of our culture.
Yes, and there is a spectrum, and so there are different definitions and names and and you bring it to the forefront, and you explain to everybody. It's like it's a great 101 class.
So is the by Q&A, it's just you doing the Q&A? Okay.
Well, mostly.
Mm-hmm. We've done some listener questions.
Okay.
And we've done some questions where actually our most recent episode, which is the bloody truth about periods, was me asking her questions.
Okay.
So. Because
these are things trans girls need to know, but don't get it in seventh grade like the rest of us do.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yes.
You don't get the. Did you show the awful poop kind of film strips?
I wish.
That you have
Disney,
to see through.
Now you're blossoming into a woman film.
Oh, my God. Those are horrifying.
Yes.
They're very helpful.
We'll have to find them.
So I didn't. I wanted to embrace her womanhood.
I just bring it up because there's a site called Fandor, and it's actually kind of like a Netflix, and they have all these films called Ephemera. And a lot of them are these, like, your body's changing. And it's like, or like red asphalt, you know, like those kind of things. And they're out there if you want to get freaked out
by some bad advice. I used to actually love collecting the books of explaining difficult concepts to children. Yeah. So I used to have, like, your dog is dead, your parents are getting divorced, your dad's an alcoholic, your mom's in jail, and, like, puberty is going to happen.
Oh. So your brother is actually your half-brother.
Yeah. So I used to have all this whole collection of those.
I think it's important that puberty falls in that category of, like, your dad's a drunk. Right? Yes. It's like, other horrible things in your life.
Here's
and
the stuff
puberty.
You're gonna have to deal with.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's awesome. That's it. So, how long have you guys been doing the podcast? Just 14 episodes.
We just posted our 14th one.
And are you doing it weekly?
Every week, every Thursday.
So, cool. So, if only there was some way to figure out how many weeks we've been doing it.
It's so hard.
So, if people are looking to hear the podcast, is it iTunes?
It's on iTunes. It's on Scratch.
Stitcher.
Yeah. I like Scratcher as well. Scratch and Stitch.
Scratch and Stitch.
Yeah.
You can find us on genderrebels.com. Follow us on Twitter at TheGenderRebels.
Or you can email us if you have any questions about gender fluidity, gender changes, or the separation between gender and sex in our culture. And we are genderrebels@gmail.com.
No, we're
not. No, we're not.
I was going to say, no one else had that already?
We are questions@genderrebels.com.
Okay. Questions@genderrebels.com.
I paid $12 for that URL. Okay.
Every
we
year.
We are using it.
Yeah.
questions@genderrebels.com or visit us online at genderrebels.com.
That's it.
That's awesome.
There we go.
Yes. And we're doing really well. Today we had 3 people in Saudi Arabia uploaded an episode.
Yeah, we have 3 fans in Saudi Arabia. And we're like, they're going to get stoned.
Oh, shit.
It's probably more. They're taking it for the team.
Yeah.
Those 3 people are like, dude, we got it.
I figured it out.
Yeah. And they're going to broadcast it like in their apartment to like 10 people.
And this is super dangerous for them.
It is.
Exactly.
To even be getting information.
Yeah,
what's going on.
There's 700 million people in India. We have listener in India.
Nice.
I was just looking at the data.
I wonder if there's a way for people to rip it without being known. Because that would be a safer way for someone to, that's not, you know what I mean? It's like you don't want someone picking up your iPhone and being like, oh, hey.
Yeah, we should get a tour website, really.
You want to do that?
Yeah,
the
deep
dark
web.
The dark, that's what's on the dark web now.
Yeah.
Information.
Basically my podcast.
So what kind of questions are the most common questions that you get and that you can kind of feel like talking about?
That is a good question. We actually have had a couple of guest interviews. I regret to inform you are our third partner podcasting people. We have
We're
worked,
third?
Yeah.
You're first in spirit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just
okay.
Scheduling.
Yes.
Screws that up, you know.
If it's any consolation, the other 2 people that we've had as guests on our podcast and we've guest on their podcast are other transgender podcasters.
Okay. Because
That's the audience we're trying to get.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Right. I don't know how much I have to add.
You gotta switch over to the cis audience.
Yeah. And a question I got from one of those hosts, and his name is Caleb Aring of Beyond Gender, his podcast. And he asked what it was like to hear from my boyfriend that he wanted to be my girlfriend and going through that. And that's actually the number one question I get from people when they hear that I have a transgender girlfriend. The short answer is, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. But the long answer, tune in to Beyond Gender.
Nice. Wow. Okay. Yes. I like where you went with that.
Right.
That's the way to do it because that's where it's addressed, and you address a lot of questions like that. And these are all questions that I think the general public has.
Yeah.
And then they're afraid to ask. They don't know how to ask.
People don't want to be rude.
Yeah. People don't. Exactly. They don't want to be rude, and sometimes people don't have the language to even ask the questions.
That's
so
it.
I was just saying, I'm fortunate because I went to Sarah Lawrence College where we were in the 90s where the transgender issue was being debated on campus.
Not really debated, but talking about it.
And I had a couple of friends who were, you know, transgender. And I'm just happy now that finally the conversation is out there. But again, people really don't know what to say or how to say it. Mm-hmm. In a lot
like
of
what
cases.
Are questions you get? You've been doing this
what
a lot
are questions
longer.
I got?
Yes. Faith, who else? What kind of questions?
Or like most common questions.
The most common question. This is like somehow blown up. So like on my blog and on this, the biggest episode and the biggest blog post are about tucking. And I think that fascinates people because it's about junk. And so,
people do like to talk about junk.
You can't ask about that.
It's basically everyone's
favorite. You can't talk to a person and ask them. But you want to know.
So where
like,
you put it?
I want to know, too. We were talking about this one time with drag queens.
Yeah, with drag queens. Like watching RuPaul.
Yeah, watching RuPaul. And some of them do very revealing swimsuit-type items. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and we've both known drag queens. But that's a very intimate, and I've worked with some performers, but I've never been back there when the tuck has happened.
Mm-hmm. But you can, you can ask. I just said you can't ask. No, you can ask.
Is the tube sock involved? I've heard tube socks are involved.
Tight underwear is the easiest one. You can go nuts. You can go nuts. You can go. You can go duct tape. You can go super glue if you're crazy. Oh, that's the one that I think people are like,
what?
Super glue.
Super glue. My favorite for like when we went to the beach recently is KT Pro Athletic Tape.
Huh?
And that's a specific brand.
Brought to you by
KT Pro. KT Pro Extreme. And that's the underwater.
People had like tape on them this time around. They didn't have them years before. Like, what are
they? Oh, that's what that tape is?
KT Pro Athletic Tape.
Wow.
Yeah. It stays on in the water.
And I keep saying they need to stop advertising to athletes and start advertising to trans women.
Why not?
It's flexible. It moves with you. It's waterproof. It breathes. It's great.
And it
comes right off.
And it doesn't hurt when you take
it off.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's great.
You just need the right adhesive.
It's expensive.
Now,
it's
that can be used for taping top as well, right?
I don't know
about tape down your tits.
We're going to have a binding episode. And I know that's a big issue and concern, and you want to do it in a way that's healthy.
Yeah, but also that looks...
I don't think you would use KT Pro for binding.
I don't think. I think people use Ace bandages.
Ace bandages. I've seen
sport bras.
You gotta be a little sensitive.
Like that. And from what I've heard, there's a way to do it wrong, and it can be unhealthy.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I was told I was in a play in college where I was a Japanese medium, and the director told me that I had to bind my breasts down because. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to be flat-chested.
And obviously, you're not.
And I'm not.
Right. So was it very uncomfortable or just slightly uncomfortable?
It was, no, I didn't make it. I was just like, I'm going as far as, I'm not going to be hurting for this, you know. I used an ace bandage, I used that. And then my mother was saying, be careful, you're going to damage your tissue.
I've heard it before. Fast forward now, my tissue is well damaged, and I never found anything with them.
Well, Katie, how's your tissue?
My tissue's okay.
It's okay.
I'm okay.
No, we do need to have
a binding episode.
That's the thing, is working with any transgender people in the transgender community, is there's the female to male, and then the male to female, which are two very different experiences, except, like, politically. Like, you're all oppressed in terms of bathrooms in North Carolina, but... the meds you take, the side effects you go through, how easy it is to pass once you've transitioned. They're very different experiences, but it's really interesting what it says about gender and sexuality in our culture. So that's why we're not just M to F podcast. We're all the gender weirdness.
That's awesome.
The gender spectrum.
I wanted to ask, just coming as a person of color, like, how are you guys addressing that issue as well? Like, looking at it through, because from what I understand, a lot of people of color are having a very difficult time, trans people, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had anyone on your show, or you plan to have anyone on your show who's going to address, you know, in other cultures within the, you know, United States?
We haven't yet, but it's, and that's actually one of the things that we deal with on is because I'm obviously trans and Kath is my partner, and so we're trying to get like more and more guests because
to show the spectrum
exactly. Yeah. Otherwise, it's like 80% what's going on in my life, and
which is interesting.
Which is, you know,
I mean,
especially with these initial questions. But no, you're right, and part of what you brought up a minute ago about like two-spirit, about how different cultures have different ways to. Not necessarily three or four genders, but, you know, some recognition that this is a very real thing that has been with our species from the start. And yeah, you're right. I definitely want to get some people of color on because that's, you know, that's one of those situations where it's two strikes against you, where it's extra to be coping in our society.
Yeah.
And you are extra marginalized. And that kind of point of view is really interesting. While we just have cis versus trans kind of view, we definitely need to look at socioeconomic levels and different cultures and different races.
So you guys have your work cut out for you.
Me too.
We'll be doing a lot. You were worried that we would run out of questions for a while.
And we even have a Google Doc of like guests we want to have that we just know, like Facebook friends and stuff. Mm-hmm. So
it's and
like,
it keeps growing.
It keeps growing.
Yeah, I think it's awesome, though. It just shows that something people want to talk about this. Yeah, they want to hear about it.
And they want to get answers and they're curious and want, and they're just too embarrassed to sound ignorant. Like, yes. I don't even know what to ask, but I'm not sure.
I got a couple questions.
Well, that's sort of our thing, is that also, I just got to say this, like, a lot of the stuff that surrounds discussions about trans people is very, very negative. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean that it's, like, anti-trans or transphobic. I mean that, like, it focuses on very much on, like, we're oppressed. It's oppression. Yeah. And,
hey, like, black people stuff.
And the murder rates are very high.
Yeah, murder rates are high. So we're trying to, like, be fun with it.
There's some positive things going on as well. Not everything is tragic.
Exactly. Yeah. And we're trying to be funny and have fun with it and not ignore that, yes, some people have really terrible lives. Mm. But on the other hand, it's like, we don't want to just focus solely on that. That's depressing.
Well, I want to jump in with my question. I've been dying to ask this. This is for Faith.
Okay.
So, as a woman, how do you feel the oppression of advertising and fashion in a different way now? That's something that I've always wanted to ask transgender.
I will say, okay, this is
now.
All right, so I took my first trip as a woman, like flying cross country, you know, and I remember being super nervous about that. I had like nightmares about dealing with the TSA the night before. Other trans people have
had. And she doesn't even like to fly.
Like, lots of trans people have had issues with the TSA.
I follow some people on Twitter, Shady Petoskey, and she was just detailing all the horror that she had to go through with the TSA. It's like, dude, get over it. Get over it. You're getting on a plane. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, leave people alone.
Exactly.
It's bad enough.
Yeah.
So,
a plane.
Especially. Yeah, so it's just like, I was already super nervous. I'd never flown as, like, not my assigned gender. And so it was like, as I was going to the airport, I'm already super nervous. I'm already feeling terrible about this. And like on the little stupid video of the cab, you know, that little video.
Yeah. Oh, they're in the back of the cab.
Of course, they're showing like Bloomingdale's ads or like Sex Fifth Avenue ads with these like super skinny, incredibly pretty, high fashion people, and then like the next one is just like beautiful, glamorous people eating this, you know, $400 steak, you know, because it's like the tourist stuff that no tourist is ever going to be able to afford. But we can't even afford it. I don't know who can afford it, but they advertise it. And I just remember being like, that made me feel so much worse. And I'm like, oh my God.
Because you were looking at these
majestic
creations.
Majestic.
It's the worst.
Mm-hmm. With perfect makeup and. Mm-hmm. And they were all like 9 pounds each.
Yeah. They're all 15
nine,
years
eight.
Old.
They're,
6'2". Yeah.
Well, she weighed 9 pounds, and then they were like, you could lose a couple. So it was just like that kind of.
That pressure and then the comparison. Like, this is the standard. And the value is, if you are looking like this, this is what you're valued by the way you look.
That's it.
Yeah.
And we have to be a 10 or, you know, 8.5 at a minimum.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're garbage.
I think also the weirdest thing I've dealt with is, I don't want to say mansplaining, but I just mean that I think.
Except that's exactly what
maybe it
is. That it's a useful word.
Having transitioned and like being out in the world as a woman, just like you go from the assumption that like you're competent to I think the assumption that you're not.
Oh, mm-hmm.
That was gonna be my next question.
Okay,
because that I feel like that's one of the difficult things about being a woman, right? Everything is in question simply because you're a woman. Everything.
You're doubted on it.
You're
every
doubted.
Front.
Yeah. Yeah. So
she's probably lying.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably incompetent.
Yeah. I could probably get away with something with her.
Know.
She doesn't really know what she's doing.
Understand.
Yeah. Or like my favorite, just yesterday, someone asked me for directions. And I was like, yeah, I think it's right up here. And, you know, very nice. And she just like rolls her eyes and was like, think or you know?
No.
And I'm like, I just don't think she would do that to a guy.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Like, heard that. You
but
know,
the thing is that she's calling into question, like, why aren't you being more firm?
Yeah.
About your choice on these directions.
The thing about women, you know? Whatever you're doing it
you're
wrong.
You're probably doing it wrong.
Count on it.
And there's someone who will tell you in advertising how you could do it better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we just need to buy this product.
Yeah, you just need to get this product.
It's only, solve that
it's only $49.95 for the sample.
That answers my question perfectly.
I just love, Faith had this great story where she was at a diner and the waiter explained ketchup to you.
What?
Yes. Are you kidding
me? No, the waiter explained in great detail what a hamburger was and what it came with. And I'm like,
dude. Well, because of your heavy foreign accent? I'm confused as to why.
I don't know. And then he insisted on pouring ketchup.
Oh, see, I guess this is the kind of stuff that we take for granted our entire lives. People have been treating us like we don't know what's going on.
I know. Lettuce and tomato come on the hamburger. Thank you. Yeah, I'll have that. Thank you. And then you have to thank them, by the way.
Yeah. Because you didn't know.
And then apologize. Say, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry. You had to explain that to me.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I looked as if I didn't know.
Yeah, I wasted your time.
Yes.
So thank you.
But thank you, waiter.
Smile.
Yeah.
Smile.
And be nice.
Smile.
Yeah,
and be
nice.
Yes, that's what I try.
This is a welcome to the club, then, I guess, of low expectations for women.
You might
want to
start
culture.
Bookending every email you send.
With, I'm sorry.
With an apology.
I'm sorry, yeah.
And then an apology.
I'm sorry to bother you.
Sorry to bother you. Sorry, this is so stupid.
There was a woman on the train the other day who got into a sorry loop with another woman. And she started to annoy the other woman. And then she tried to apologize for saying that she was sorry. I think the woman was just like, I thought a fight was going to break out.
This has gotten weird.
Like, yeah, it's got to stop.
We're both so sorry. Yeah.
No, I have notes here. Oh, one of the funny things, I was listening to a couple of the podcasts, and I think I read this, you tweeted somewhere, talking about the movie The Danish Girl.
Oh, God, yes.
All right.
I haven't seen it.
No, yeah, but it was the idea.
We live tweeted The Danish.
Are you serious? Did you guys do it in a comic way?
We did. Yeah. Well, she took it a little seriously. I was actually flabbergasted. Ask your question because maybe it'll lead into
it. It was just the idea that the character in the movie put on liquid eyeliner for the very first time. Perfectly.
Are you serious? I'm still struggling.
One swipe.
Yeah. I am struggling.
Try there. Oh, Lily.
That's how it goes.
So good.
Yes. You're a woman.
Eyeliner.
Yeah, no. Granted, there was the artist aspect of the movie, but still,
I hadn't even thought
nobody puts on liquid eyeliner right the first time.
No.
And nobody does it.
They even sell, even in Sephora, you can get a little card template.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hold over your eye.
That's right.
Right. And you need to brace your elbow.
Brace your elbow. Your cheek, I can't even.
No, I can do one half of one eye.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I'll do my right eye. Great.
I didn't see the movie. How did you guys feel about the movie? How was the live tweeting experience?
Live tweeting was fun. We actually want to do, our next one is, I think we're going to do, I forget the name of it, but it's like a movie with a trans actress who we actually like.
Girl Meets Boy?
Girl Meets Boy or Boy Meets Girl.
Boy Meets Girl.
Someone meets
Michelle
someone.
Henley is in it, and she's this beautiful, amazing trans actress. Mm-hmm.
We're going to do more live tweeting of different trans movies.
Danish Girl, I hated.
Why? Give me your read on Danish Girl.
I hope I don't sigh too much for a podcast.
okay.
For those of you who may not know, there is such a thing as like forced feminization erotica.
Okay.
Forced feminization erotica.
Oh,
yes.
God.
Yes. And these are stories that people post online, and they all follow the exact same formula of the guy whose wife, usually wife or girlfriend, forces them to dress up as a girl at some point, and it's always and it always features these long drawn out things about pantyhose because that's the fetish object.
Pantyhose?
Yeah.
If I ever have to wear pantyhose again, it'll be my last day.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't even want to be buried in
people
pantyhose.
Who like eroticize cross dressing or whatever. They're really into this stuff, and this movie followed exactly the plot of it, even there's a whole pantyhose scene. Where it's the camera goes slowly and there's candlelight.
Women don't like pantyhose.
I hate tights. I'm winter comes and I'm fuck tights.
Yeah.
Shit, I gotta start wearing tights.
No, all of Faith's tweets where this is exactly this subgenre of erotica. This is erotica.
Yeah.
This is erotica. This is erotica. This is erotica.
And do you think that was one of the parts why the movie was so successful? Because of that aspect of it?
It's possible.
Formulaic, but also conforming to that.
Could be.
What people want to see. I haven't seen it. It looks very dry.
I wasn't the only. I actually looked it up afterward, and apparently other people, Red Durkin, he's like a trans comedian, she had the same response.
Okay.
Like a lot of people who are transgender did not like.
Yeah.
Well, it could be that it's a film.
It
could be that it's a film not for the transgender community. It's like it's like with black stuff. It's like a film with black people, but no black person wants to see this movie.
Yeah.
And it's for white people.
It's about how white people react to black people in their lives.
In their lives, you know. Yeah. Or they're trying to explain something. Mm-hmm. About these other group of people.
I think that was exactly a lot of the critiques I've read about this movie, is it was written from a cisgender point of view, and the whole point of a transgender person is how they affect the life of
someone
cisgender
else. Person. Oh, yeah. It's the magic transgender person.
Also,
yeah. The magic transgender.
You know, Eddie Redmayne.
He's the actor in the movie.
He played the
Danish girl.
Yeah. So as soon as that character becomes Lily, the personality of the person changes. 100%.
In a positive way?
No. I wouldn't even care if it was a positive way. But it was like, just becomes like literally a different person.
It's like, yeah, I saw that too. It was almost like a switch. Like,
but that's something else. That's
now
to me, that's not
right. Now I like boys. Lily. Now I don't want to paint. Now I just want to titter around and
really
do girly things like sell perfume.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I love to sell perfume. But
oh, true.
Yeah. So it just became like, oh, now I want to have a baby. And oh, God.
Oh, that's kind of strange. That's not where that's not my idea. Of course, I don't know every trans person's journey, but I didn't know that a sharp personality change was a part of it. Okay,
that's the same person.
Yeah,
okay.
You're still exactly
the same person. Yeah. You've always been that person, essentially.
I've seen her meet people who'd never seen Faith before, and after talking to you for like 2 minutes, they're like, oh, it's still the same old sarcastic person that you were in the first place.
Exactly.
Yeah, why would there be a difference?
Same person.
I came across a statistic here. More people, just in general, have claimed to see ghosts than seen a transgender person.
Well, they don't know what they're looking for.
But have they seen a transgender ghost?
Yes. Tales from Dirt Transgender Ghost Fire.
That will be our next episode.
Yeah. This is, they say,
presenting from beyond.
They say 1 in 5 people have claimed to see a ghost, but less than 9% of people in general have said to see a transgender person. And 24% don't even know what that is. What's the definition
really?
Of transgender?
You, if you know English, you could probably figure out what the word means.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
But if you've heard
the clue is in the
then you know.
I think
right.
that maybe is that it's got to be an old. I don't know.
But
I like half
people
think like, the movie
trans needs to
failed.
Change.
I mean,
you know, gender. We know what gender is.
But for those of us who are cisgender, you are born one way, and that's how you are, and that's how you die. And so, for someone to go in and say, "Oh, I'm going to change whether I'm right-handed or left-handed, or change my shoe size," like no you're not. That's not a thing people
that's
change.
Interesting. I think people maybe refuse to acknowledge sometimes what they see.
That's it.
Or what if they're just like really passable trans people?
That's
true.
Then you don't know.
Or you maybe what if you're just not paying attention?
They just don't know.
Yes. So like what's going, you know? Mm-hmm. Like some of these people who said they have never seen them would have to be like, okay, now we're going to go out and look for transgender people
right
now and be very clear about looking around. Otherwise,
I mean,
slightly tall female or every slightly slim male.
Mm-hmm.
I think that like I have known many trans people that you would see walking down the street and you wouldn't even bat an eye.
Yeah.
We're not looking for that.
And people aren't looking for that.
Yeah. No.
So
that's interesting. We did have a story where a guy insinuated that his succubus was actually an incubus dressed as a succubus.
Yeah, we just recorded in our past episode, our Halloween Hey Boo Know It episode.
Hey Boo Know It.
Where he had a succubus come to visit him, and he's totally cool with it. He used to be in the army.
Former military guy.
Military guy.
Totally cool with the suckers.
Anyway, but yes, it can totally feel the body. But what if it's really
in the back of his mind?
That makes him.
He's hoping.
He's totally gay.
That's what I said.
That ghost made him gay.
And that ghost is looking for you.
What was the thing?
Specific,
There are cis ghosts, there are trans ghosts, there are cis succubi, there are trans succubi, there are agender succubi, there two-spirit succubi. Yeah. It is a rich spectrum.
Yes, and keep it open.
Before and after the grave.
Can we go down the spectrum a little bit? Can you have a couple of terms and explain what they are?
Yes.
Okay, we'll do our best. I'm 101. Mm-hmm. So, trans man, trans woman.
Okay, so a trans man is someone, this is something that a lot of news like sites and stuff screw up. A trans man is someone who's become a man.
Okay.
Or you can argue they've always been a man and they're just making that possible. But there's someone who is assigned female at birth, and that's usually the term people use, who becomes a transgender man. Okay. So they are a man, they are just regular guy, but they're a transgender man.
Okay.
Same with a trans woman, is a transgender woman. She's male assigned at birth, but she is a transgender woman.
So the male is a transgender woman.
Yes.
Trans woman. Or you could just say a woman.
It's confusing for people. But.
Yeah, a lot of, even the scientific literature does it kind of reverse.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. So in terms of like medicine and science, what are the distinctions? So as opposed to cultural. So, like, is there a certain point in transition medically when...
That is such a good question.
I remember there was a really good article in, I think, New York Times Magazine a few months ago. And it was about intersex people.
Mm-hmm. That was going to be my next question.
Because that's a huge... Intersex people who are people who are... You can be male assigned at birth, you can be female assigned at birth. There's XX chromosomes, there's XY chromosomes. But there are some... That's not always the case.
And there's ambiguous genitalia.
Yeah, and surprisingly common. And
that's what I've heard.
It's up to the doctor at the birth going, well, I'm going to go with
this.
Toss a coin.
Girls. That's a girl.
I heard a really horrifying story about a person who was born intersex and didn't know about it until they chose a gender for this person. Mm-hmm. That's a gender this person was not comfortable with. Mm-hmm. And then when they got to be like 15 or 16, they somehow found out what happened to them. Mm-hmm. And they were like, why didn't you just let it be what, you know? And
let me figure out.
Yeah, let me figure it out. Instead of assigning, I think the person was assigned male. Mm-hmm. And then their entire life was like, I'm not feeling this. This isn't me. Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And that's what some intersex people say, is like, just let kids decide. It's hard to argue against that.
And I've read a scientist who has a theory that all transgender people are intersex people, but it's all internal. It's not something you would recognize from ambiguous genitalia or something that. So it's the brain structure of someone who is still has to figure out. It's not immediately apparent what sex they are, and since we base the child's sex on their chromosomes and their genitalia,
that person is assigned male,
and that person is assigned female, and that's how it's going to be until they run into some problems, if you're at puberty or later in life.
Mm-hmm. I even watched SciShow, the YouTube channel SciShow, the other day, and apparently chimerism is actually way than people think.
What is chimerism?
Chimerism.
From chimera.
You might love that word.
You do too.
Yeah.
It's where you may have multiple genetic individuals within one body. So a woman gave birth to kids. They weren't her kids genetically because her blood and her organ systems were genetically two distinct individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be common.
This explains my parents right away. I knew it.
Wait a minute. The mom. She's got her blood. She's got her organs. Yeah. Those are two separate systems?
Genetics of each nucleus in her blood system is one individual, genetically.
Mm-hmm.
And her organs and everything else are another individual, genetically.
So she's a chimera?
She's a chimera.
Oh.
And it's actually surprisingly common because they don't do tests for it. No one looks for it.
Why would you?
Why would you be entirely healthy?
When you said two individuals, I thought it was like people absorbing their twin.
No.
I was on that route too. I'm going there. Why would
people absorbing their twin when they're like two cells?
Wow.
And apparently it's quite common.
And how do you test for that?
You, I don't.
They probably don't even have.
Can you feel? They don't even have a. I think you. I think you discover it kind of accidentally.
We know nothing. This is what I feel. This is exactly what we know nothing about the human body.
So it's like your liver could be a different genetic system than your spleen, and unless they test both,
We should have tested David Bowie before it was too late. I know there was something in there.
Yeah,
I'm convinced.
He was part alien, I think.
Well, yeah, that too.
He was, yeah.
But he had a lot of things going on. That's fascinating.
Well, like Beyonce and Sasha Fierce, right? Like everyone has
it's Beyonce.
A backup personality. That's probably their liver.
I had to Google that because I don't know Beyonce that well. I have to confess.
I don't
I'm on the beehive.
So, okay, so Ramirez. Well, okay, so intersex is still
intersex
like one
still
genetic.
Can be, you can, yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So one person may be XXY, for instance, and there are also situations like androgen insensitivity, where you're born genetically male, but your body can't respond to testosterone.
Mm-hmm. Huh. And what are the results of that?
Beautiful, beautiful women.
Fucking gorgeous.
Really?
Some people think Marilyn Monroe was this. You get clear skin, big tits, curvy hips, because the way you are growing and living, your body thinks there isn't any testosterone or an androgen, any mm-hmm. androgenic steroids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you are just 100% estrogen and progestin.
Wow.
And you don't get acne, because acne comes from testosterone. This sounds like a nice thing.
Yeah, it sounds all right.
You are infertile.
Yeah,
oh.
And they usually
you know what?
Some people
consider I'm all right with that,
right?
Because these girls will get to the point where they're like 13 or so, and they're not menstruating.
I'm
go
okay
to the
with
doctor.
That.
Oh, that you don't
you
have a uterus.
Yeah,
you actually have undescended testicles. And,
wow,
yeah.
This
yeah.
is fascinating.
But their body's
yeah.
just insensitive to testosterone, so it doesn't respond to any of this testosterone that is flowing through their blood.
It's such a shame that we don't have more like knowledge, general knowledge.
Again.
Not only is it fascinating, it just opens up your mind to a lot of different things. You know, it is
really
cool from a scientific medical standpoint. It's like fascinating.
And your hormones are extremely powerful.
Yeah,
extremely potent. If that goes wrong in any way, it can.
Well, really they're responsible. Like imbalanced hormones are responsible for a lot of issues.
Definitely,
like
a
lot.
Even I even. No, people have thyroid problems.
Yeah, fibroids,
easy,
all that kind of stuff.
Easy enough fix, you know, but still, it's they're super, super potent. And
they can change how you think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They can change how you think.
So your hormones.
I've had situations where, like, I swear I'm more like, I can't think of the word.
Forgetful.
Are you getting emotional, sweetheart?
Yeah, emotional. No, where you're, where I'm like, I find myself being, like, a little more compassionate toward people. And I'm like, holy crap, that's why am I seeing this other person's point of view?
That's the worst.
Why am I apologizing?
And I was like, I was in empathy.
Yeah,
I was in a grocery store, and this woman had a screaming kid, and I was like, oh, her life must be so hard. I was like, no.
Instead of
oh my God, it's the estrogen. It's in my brain now.
And from what I've read, memoirs of female to male people, is they're like, I'm a lot more short-tempered. But I sure want to bone a lot, so
there's that
supplement testosterone.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Sex drive goes up, but the patience goes down. So.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating. Mm-hmm. So how much research have you guys been doing into this from the medical and scientific side, as opposed to like the cultural lived experience kind of side? Because you're pretty knowledgeable.
I'm the one who's
I know you are anyway,
medical.
Though. Yeah.
That's
the medical scientific. She had MRI papers about it.
I've looked into the research because people are trying to localize where this is happening, because we're pretty sure it's happening in your brain because your liver doesn't decide that you're female, unless it does. I just learned about chimeras, so maybe they are. But they have done a lot of research in both the structure and the function of the brain and trying to figure out where this happens or what the difference is. And they have found a couple of locations of important nuclei within the brain. And you can listen to our upcoming episode about this, which we should release at some point soon.
Yeah.
Minor brain differences, but they're small. They're minor. It's difficult to tell a male brain from a female brain just from looking at it. It's difficult to tell the brain of a straight person from a gay person, and it is extremely difficult to tell a transgender person from a cisgender person. So these differences, they are out there, but they're very, very small. They're very minor. which speaks to how potent those differences are. Then.
But also speaks to our, like, we don't have the technology now to look at everything that we would like to look at in terms of the brain. Like,
we're getting
so complicated.
Yeah. But brain research is still in its infancy. It has been the whole time I've been in it. So,
yeah.
So what are your plans for the podcast? Do you want to add other things to it? Are you guys thinking about writing? Like, where do you see the podcast going?
Podcast going on course. I mean, as we talked about earlier, there are so many other points of view that I think I would love to have on the podcast.
It's terrific that you're exploring all of these different these different points of view, just like you're saying.
Yeah, there's so much.
There's so much there, and that people can listen at their leisure and in privacy, and you're doing an incredible service to humanity, think. I really do
You're
think
welcome.
So.
You're welcome, humanity.
I know. It's incredibly, it's very difficult, to address and talk about these things, and you're putting it out there, and you're making lives better for a lot of people.
Hope so.
I mean, that's what we say we like to do, or Kath says this more than I do, but for the 14-year-old out there who's confused and scared or whatever and doesn't have the information, maybe
I mean,
we
that's,
can help them.
That, in my mind, is one of the most important things, and what I think is so amazing about technology now, because when we were growing up, if you had a question about anything, there was really nowhere that you could get information that was unbiased or that was qualified. Yeah. I mean, you're just kind of, like, out there.
Yeah, I remember being 12, 13, I forgot, and, like, going to the public library and, like, looking for, like, transsexual stuff, because I had heard the word. It was called transsexual back then, which is not really a preferred term today.
What happened to that word?
Yeah,
it was transsexual.
It's got that sex in it. Sex. Trans-sexy sex.
We're American.
Trans-sexy sex.
We have a Puritan heritage.
Yeah.
We don't want to talk about
sex. I don't think it actually, I think transgender actually does help, because I think for a long time, at least for transgender women, were perceived as sex workers, be that prostitutes or porn stars, and that was maybe about it. That was the popular conception. So I think that getting the sexy sex word
out of that, and also
for
it's
a
about
very
gender
neutral
presentation,
yeah,
more than
for
not
sure.
necessarily
yeah.
about.
But I think that makes
chromosomes
it's confusing for some people, because I think people were not sure what the difference between transsexual and transgender.
And what about transvestite?
And transvestite.
Yeah, what's
cross-dressing. Different thing. Just like there's drag queens who are doing it for almost a comic, exaggerated entertainment way. There's transvestites who are generally straight cis men who enjoy dressing
up
and being pretty.
Or women who like to do the drag king thing.
Yeah.
Like dress up like a dude, maybe wear a strap-on, walk around.
Yeah. And then, transgender people are people
walk
with
around.
A... just walk around.
It's like you're in public and
people
everyone thinks I'm a guy.
People have done it.
Yeah.
they say they feel a sense of power.
That's it.
You
have to make the porny music at the thought of a...
They're not wearing a mustache or anything.
I can make porny music whenever I want.
We're just wearing
damn
a strap
it.
On.
Damn right,
Faith.
So...
porny music.
They're wearing it under clothes. Okay.
Yes,
now I get it.
They're wearing it under their clothing.
I thought you meant they were wearing it, like...
Out?
On top?
Of suit pants? On top of a pair of slacks, just a big...
Yeah.
Dong?
No, that's a power move.
No.
You wear
that's
that at
a power
big
move.
Meeting. Yeah. You will land that account.
Yeah. I do that for job interviews.
That's a game changer.
Yeah.
I'm starting that stuff. I'm just going to start wearing a strap on the outside of my clothes.
Yeah.
Cash. Bring that.
But yes, like you said, there's the whole spectrum of people who need to change their gender versus the whole spectrum of people who just want to dress in a different way in their spare time and like...
Or
kind of
and
temporarily
have
inhabit
a character, have a little fun with
your clothing. And I think that's the issue, is just that it is like there is a whole spectrum. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I used to be active in on cross dressing forums on the internet. Mm-hmm. And then all the people I knew there all went on to become transgender.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So and then people even commented about that.
It's like
they're
the
like
it's
graduating
the of
well, it was like Reddit are cross dressing. And then Reddit r MTF. MTF being male to female. Mm-hmm. And people talk about graduating.
You graduated.
Yeah.
Transgender.
Yeah. You gotta get a toe in there first.
Well, that's the joke, right? Yeah. What's the difference between a cross-gender and a transgender person?
And a cross-dresser and a transgender person?
What's the difference?
Year and a half.
About a year and a half.
Oh, I like that. Year and a half. Aww. Well, I bet you there's some cross-dressers who are out there like, cross-dresser to the end.
And there are.
And there are.
A lot of people. I think one of our most popular episodes was one talking about cross-dressing.
It is. Actually, two of ours. Mm-hmm. So
anything about tucking.
So we got to get, we got to get more cross-dressing stuff on there.
Really? I feel like, I wish I'd known we could have done a penis news. Because that's the tucking. That's one of our segments.
Next time.
We'll be back.
Next time. If people are really interested in tucking, that's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. It's the thing you can't ask about.
Mm-hmm. I imagine, though, if you Google on YouTube, there's, like, some instructional videos, right?
Probably, but you got to be careful.
You got to be careful.
True.
I think one girl
I'm
who tried
for a
to...
clean tucking video,
one,
no
one
sex.
One girl who tried to illustrate it with a volleyball.
A volleyball?
She had a volleyball.
And she tucked that?
She was, like, taping
onto the volleyball.
Yeah,
that does not sound realistic.
You're
to me
gonna
at all.
Get a lot of
you're gonna get
vetting search.
safe filter.
Safe
you
filter
do like
so nothing returns
minus porn. Like
and your and my website's
porn.
Probably gonna be the number one hit.
Yeah, yeah. Girl,
a clean tuck.
Yeah,
with faith.
Exactly. It's just
clean.
I've had a blog for a couple years now, and it gets some attention. But that's the one that.
Huh. It was practical.
It's practical.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like mechanically, how does this work?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then advanced level tucking, of course.
Two.
Face to day at the beach.
Yeah, that's advanced level.
So then you're in a bathing suit.
Underwater.
There's water.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Oh. Was this your first time at the beach doing this?
It was, yeah.
How'd it go?
It went very well.
I feel like being at the beach is a terrifying experience, period.
Mm-hmm. It was.
It's
getting into
up.
A bikini is horrifying.
Uh-huh. Yes.
No, but one
regardless.
Of your points was you're basically naked.
You're basically naked.
Basically. Yeah.
Everybody can see what's going on.
Yeah. And she looked at me.
It was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. So once again, before we close, I just want to say, if people are looking to find your podcast, where exactly can they find it?
Go to Google, search tucking.
Tucking.com.
Okay. I should buy that. We are The Gender Rebels. You can get us on iTunes and Stitcher.
Mm-hmm.
You can also Google us, The Gender Rebels, genderrebels.com.
We're on Twitter at The Gender Rebels.
You can always send us your questions to questions@genderrebels.com.
We really want your questions. Everyone's
cool.
Questions, all of them.
Yeah,
yes.
And we'll print all the stuff up in the show notes. So if you did not manage to scribble it down while you're listening to it, we'll have a link on if you go to heyyouknowit.com. It'll be up there. You'll be able to find out all this information. And thank you guys so much for coming
in.
Thank you.
Thank you. This was awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks. I remember my mom is very progressive, and I indicated that I might be gay or something like that very young. So she left me a book. I think I've told you this story before, a homosexuality, because she studied sex in college. It was like 800 pages. I took one look, and I was like, this is a lot of work. I just want to know if I like chicks. That's all I'm saying. I don't have time to read this. I'm not interested.
Is it mandatory?
I thought it was more fun. Forget it. Like, kind of, so that's the kind of information.
That's way too much reading. I'll just be straight.
Yeah, forget it. Or I'll figure it out.
But at least she gave you the book.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, that's the kind of information that was available. It was either that or, like, nothing.
Right.